Welcome back to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet, and this is our 100th episode, and it is called For the Love of Sarah and Rose, who were Paul's two sisters. I'm dedicating the show to them today, and in celebration, I'm going to give away two copies of the new songbook that I just self-published, which is The Compositions of Paul Modian, Volume 1. And that is 1973 to 1989. So this is a book for musicians. It's, you know, it's the lead sheets of 64 of Paul's songs. And it has a little bit of text in it. Bill Frisell wrote a little introduction about music. My brother David wrote a short biography. And Steve Cardenas made some notes about the music in the book as well. And it has an index that tells you the albums. And so if you would like a copy, if you live locally, you can call the station. But I have to say, I haven't answered the phone on the new system yet. I think I can do it. If I have a problem, we'll figure something out. But if you don't live locally, but you're listening online or you've seen the Facebook post, the first person who makes a comment on the Facebook post will get a copy of the book. I'll mail it to you. So just make a comment and then message me with your address, and I'll get that to you. And if you call, you can either pick up the book, that probably would be easiest, or I could mail it to you too if you want. And our first song to start off the new hour is Folk Song for Rosie from the 1996 Tutu release, Moo Point, which is an Ed Schuller album. Ed Schuller on bass, Dewey Redman on tenor saxophone, Bill Bickford on guitar, and Paul Modian on drums. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was For the Love of Sarah from Motion Sickness. For the Love of Sarah, the CD that was put out on Grizzly Music in 2011 by Jeff Cosgrove, and that's Jeff on drums, John Hebert on bass, Matt Manieri on viola, and Jamie Masefield on mandolin. And before that, we heard Folk Song for Rosie from Moo Point with Ed Schuler, Dewey Redman, Bill Bickford, and Paul Modian. And I'm giving away two copies of the compositions of Paul Modian's new composition book that I just self-published to celebrate this, our 100th episode of Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet. The phone number here in the studio is 593-0013 if you'd like a copy, or you can also make a comment on my last Facebook post, which is the one with a picture of Paul and his two sisters, and has a link to the radio station if you're listening online, or you're on Facebook nearby on your phone or something. You can just make a note that you'd like to get the book, and you can message me with your address, and I'll send it to you. So I don't know if no one is called because the phone's not working. I mean, I did get a lesson on how to use the new phone system. But nothing seems to be ringing. You could also, if you live nearby, come on over to the station on Gay Street in Rockland and just knock on the window. So I know you're out there. I'll let you in and give you the book. So there are multiple ways to get to claim this prize. And I'm going to read a short bit about Bill Evans that Paul wrote. Bill had a great sense of humor. Lots of people thought of Bill as this really serious person, which he was, but he also had this wonderful sense of humor. Sometimes he would play beep on the piano in such a comical way, funny, changing keys in the middle of a classical piece of music, something like what Victor Borge would do. We didn't play very many gigs together in 1957. We did a week with Don Elliott in Boston at Storyville, right after Sam and I got married. One afternoon, we visited my mother in Providence, and I talked Bill into playing our old beat-up piano. My family loved the way he played and were happy that I had hooked up with such a great musician. And my mom was at that dinner, too. She was still living at home then. And it's really interesting that Paul's family really encouraged his music. And during the Depression, they were quite poor. Paul's father had lost a business, and they really struggled to get by. But they managed to scrape together money for music lessons for both Paul and my mom. So music is such a great thing. Next up, Come Rain or Come Shine by Mercer Arlen from Portrait in Jazz. Thank you.
Thank you.
Really nice version there of Gang of Five, a Paul Modian composition, and that is Russ Lossing on piano from his 2012 Sunnyside release, Drum Music. What a great percussive sound from the piano, especially at the beginning of that song. I want to remind you that you are listening to Community Radio, 93.3 FM, WRFR Low Power, Rockland, Maine, online at WRFR.org. We have next up, I'm going to read a little bit more. And this Gang of Five refers to the number of kids in Paul's gang when he was a kid. And that picture of him that I've been posting, he was a pretty big troublemaker at that point in his life, and got arrested about three different times for general hooliganism, I guess. And I said to him once, it was pretty funny, I said, wow, I said, what happened? You just, you know, you were hanging around with the wrong people or whatever. And he just looked at me really seriously and he said, how do you know I wasn't the ringleader? Which is pretty funny because I was kind of the ringleader when I was a teenager too. Okay, here's what Paul wrote. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, USA. I was born in Philly and grew up during the Depression years, 1930s and 40s, in Providence, Rhode Island. The big playground near our house in Providence was used often by the kids in the neighborhood. I used to hang out there a lot. So did the neighborhood bully, a small, muscular kid called Cross Eye. His bullying technique was to run at top speed towards his victim and then leap into the air just before attacking and fall onto his prey and destroy them. One day he spotted me, and I knew he was about to pummel me hard. No one had been successful in eluding him or his wrath. He hated everybody. He began running towards me at high speed. I placed my back firmly against the outside wall of the wooden building in the playground that was used as a storage space. Cross-Eye leaped. I ducked. He flew over me and hit his head against the wall. Clunk. He never bothered me again. Maybe that's what we need to do to Donald Trump. How can we do it, people? What are we going to do? It's getting scarier and scarier every day out there as Donald Trump appoints another racist to be in the White House and to be running our government. It's pretty hard to take. But we're just going to keep going with the music. Next up, we have For the Love of Sarah from a Live at Montpelier recording from 1988 with Bill Frisell, Joe Lovano, and Paul Modian. And this was recorded, I think, for French radio, and it's unreleased. Thank you.
Thank you.
I Love You, Porgy. George and Ira Gershwin tune, 2006 on Broadway, Volume 4, Winter and Winter Record Release. Larry Grenadier on bass, Chris Potter on saxophone, Masabumi Kikuchi on piano, and Paul Modian on drums. Before that, we heard For the Love of Sarah from Live at Montpellier, France, a 1988 unreleased concert. Bill Frisell on guitar, Joe Lovano on tenor saxophone, and Paul Modian on drums. And you're listening today to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet 100th episode. I don't know if anybody is out there, but no one has called in yet for the free books that I'm giving away. I'd like to give one away locally and one I will mail to wherever you are in the world if you want. I don't know if the phone's not working. I haven't used it yet with the new setup, so that could be part of the problem. So I'm just going to leave that open. If you would like a copy of the book, the first person to make a, I guess maybe you should maybe you should message me on Facebook on the Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet radio show page. So if you are listening to the podcast and I still haven't given the books away, you can do that. Message me and I'll let you know if you're the first one. And if you are, I'll get your address and mail it to you. I have another reading My education as a child was very basic. It was unfortunate. There were no books in the house, no English books. There was no chance to develop a reading habit. Reading was not a priority. We were a poor family. My parents were Armenian immigrants, and books in English would be the last thing on their minds. Available for me in English were comic books. That's kind of interesting to me because, well, I guess, well, I think when Paul was young, that was the case. But his mother, my grandmother, she read all the time, and she didn't really learn English and become a citizen until I think about 1944, 45. So, and she worked pretty hard at it. She had a lot of books, but they definitely weren't kids' books. There was a lot of books like about the power of positive thinking type things. And Paul's father actually knew English when he came to America in 1901. And I've been told by some of our French relatives that he wrote for an Armenian newspaper that was published in Providence, Rhode Island in the early 1900s. Haven't been able to track any of that down. And it's written in Armenian, so I couldn't read it even if I found it, but I'd be so interested to see it. And Paul himself went on to become a great reader. He read all the time, too. So do I. My daughter does. We're kind of a big reading family. So I know they say if you don't get reading young, it's a bad thing, but it can change. Everything can change. We have to keep that in mind. I've got time for two more songs. We're going to hear first Folk Song for Rosie from Misterioso with Jim Pepper, Joe Lovano, Bill Frisell, Ed Schuller, and Paul Modian. And then we're going to take the show out with For the Love of Sarah from One Time Out with Joe, Bill, and Paul. And next week there's no show as it's the last Friday of the month. I hope everyone has a nice holiday week. And we'll all be working towards justice and equality still. We're not going to give up, right?
Thank you. We'll be right back.